This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A Philly cheese enthusiast opens a school for cheese lovers to learn more.
You're living your cheese dream.
I'm living my wildest cheese dream. It's the best.
And her newly opened South Philly location also doubles as an event space that you can rent.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in the Bella Vista neighborhood of South Philadelphia at 701 South 9th Street, and I am inside the Philly Cheese School with founder Julia Birnbaum. So this is a beautiful room. What did it take to make this happen?
Isn't it amazing? I totally lucked out with this corner. I have been teaching cheese classes virtually for 2 years now, starting kind of in the pandemic when people were thinking of ways to gather that was more virtual. That was incredible, really fun, but it's kind of time to bring this into a more in-person format.
So this was a pandemic business? It started during the
pandemic? Sort of, yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I mean, I've been in the cheese industry for close to 8 years now. I always knew that I would one day want to go off and start my own, I call it my cheese empire. And so I've always knew that that was going to look like something. And then, you know, pandemic, I think, was just a time of a lot of us checking in with our values, checking in with our, you know, timelines and life. And I felt like it was time to start this dream of mine, which was having my own cheese operation. So here we are.
So what is the Philly Cheese School?
The Philly Cheese School is a warm and welcoming environment for cheese lovers of all levels. We are offering fun and informative classes on how to pair, enjoy, serve cheese. It's a guided tasting format. We talk through a bunch of cheeses on a plate. I will tell you all about them. I will tell you about cheese in general. And we taste, we learn a little bit about our palates. And it's a lot of fun. It's really great.
There seems to be a big cheese community in Philadelphia.
Isn't that amazing? It's one of the reasons it's one of the best cities in the entire world. I mean, Philly just has a great food scene, period. And I think that where there's great food, mongers come. Cheesemongers show up. And I definitely think it has a great food scene, definitely great cheese scene, some brilliant cheese minds in this city. So I'm happy to be here.
What do you hope that people get out of the cheese classes?
My cheese classes, I hope that we get some time to, you know, talk about why quality dairy is so important, quality cheese, quality food products are so important, and get to really spotlight some of my favorite products. The other thing that we do in my classes, which I love, is we check in with this idea of indulgence, this idea of who can indulge, what should indulging look like, when can I indulge, and the answer is everyone and anytime that you need to. And so we talk about that. We talk about our palates. We talk about, you know, how we like to enjoy food, how we like to enjoy cheese. And that's probably my favorite part, is getting to talk to people about, you know, ways to treat themselves.
What's most misunderstood about cheese?
People really get nervous around the caloric nature of cheese. I hear this word fattening sometimes, and it drives me crazy. I really want people to know that cheese, it's part of a great diet. It's, you know, really, especially if you're eating quality dairy, quality cheese, it's a great source of calcium, great source of all sorts of omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin A, vitamin E. Cheese is a green food. It comes from the earth. It comes from great farming, the land, and happy animals when it's done right. So
what makes for quality cheese?
What makes for a quality cheese? Care from a cheesemaker. We always say happy animals make happy cheese. So great farming makes a great cheese. Cheese is also really delicate in that it can really be affected by just the hands, the touch of the cheesemaker, you know, that gentleness is required. And again, just time, care, like experience, considering the land, considering your animals, considering the culture, the community, you know, what people are looking for in your community. I think all those things make a great cheese.
From where do you source your cheeses that you present in your classes?
I work with a few different vendors who work with restaurants and stuff like that, Baldor. But sometimes I'll just go to a shop and like buy something that I feel like is really special or seasonal. One of the things I love about this business is I'm able to really have my hands in it and really make those choices of like, oh, this cheese is tasting really great right now. I'm going to teach it, you know? So all sorts of places.
So what do you teach when you pick a cheese? What do you want your students to learn about it?
My goal is I never want to give people cheeses that they've had before. So I always am kind of towing this line of making it accessible, but really interesting and really cool. Like, I don't want to like blow people away with something totally stinky and crazy, unless I think there's something really cool to be learned from it. So that's kind of the balance that I'm always trying to strike, is nothing, you know, snoozeworthy that they've had already, but not too crazy. And really, it's for me, anytime I'm putting together a plate, I'm thinking about balance and variation. I feel like the biggest bummer in a cheese plate is when things are too similar. So I'm always trying to give people, you know, different variety. So I'm always switching up the milk type. I like people to try a cow, a goat, a sheep cheese in my classes. And I like to do some stuff that's kind of pretty. I like cute cheeses, stuff with flowers on it, stuff with ash on the rind. So really, I'm looking for stuff that is unique and has a great story.
Do you want to give us like the basics of cheese? Cheese comes from milk.
Yeah, cheese comes from milk, of course. Cheese also has three other ingredients in it. There is the cultures. That's kind of the blend of the good bacteria and microbes that kind of think of it as like the DNA of your cheese. It's what, you know, gives your cheese the qualities that you want it to have down the line in aging. Rennet is our coagulant. It's what turns our liquid milk to solid curd. It's kind of the first step. And then salt is really helpful in not only bringing out flavor the same way that we, you know, use it in our cooking, but it also helps control the growth of some of those microbes so they can do their thing, but to the extent that we want them to. And so, yeah, so you take your big vat of milk, you add in those cultures, they start doing their thing, creating flavors, textures. Then you're gonna add your rennet, turn it into curd, and then the salt comes in, mixes that in there, and gets, again, bringing some of that flavor out, helps a little bit with preservation too. And then we drain the whey, have our curds, squish them into the mold, the shape that we want them to be, and then it's going to age. Some cheeses for 2 weeks, some cheeses for 2 days, some cheeses for 5 years. So really, the magic happens in the variation between that, you know, cheese-making style, the hands of the maker, and those cultures really do a lot of it, and the quality of the milk, of course.
So if you're getting fresh milk from Happy Cow...
Happy cows is really what it comes down to. Happy animals will make happy cheese. We'll make happy cheese eaters, I guess you could say. But yeah, happy animals. It's amazing. I've tried a lot of cheese. I've met a lot of cheese makers, and there really is a difference.
What do you look for when you taste the cheese? And can you taste, like, what's the biggest difference in, like, the good cheeses and the bland ones?
Complexity is huge. I want a flavor that I can talk about. Like, you know, if I taste a cheese and I'm just like, okay, creamy, period, then I'm looking for more. I want something where I'm going to get different flavors. Oh, it kind of takes me here, and then there's this salty thing, and then this sweet finish. Like, I want a cheese that, you know, lifts me up and kind of spins me around and, you know, and like leaves me wanting another bite. So for me, that's, yeah, what I'm looking for. And something that I've never tried before. I love weird combinations. I love cheeses with weird rinds, cheeses with, you know, all sorts of unique flavors happening. That's what it's all about.
So tell me about your classes.
My classes are really fun. You'll walk in and you will see a plate of five cheeses on a round board. And then in the middle, there's going to be some little bites, a jam, a nice nut, an olive perhaps. That's going to change with seasons and my mood. You might even see some dried flowers on there. I like to keep it cute. And you're gonna sit down and you can pop open your bottle. Everything's BYO, so bring whatever you are into. And then we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna taste each cheese one by one as a group. And honestly, it's gonna be a lot of me asking you what you taste. I am not a person who, I don't like to describe flavors and then be like, got it. I want to help you find your palate and find those descriptive terms within your own palate, because that's really how you learn, is being in safe environments where you can say, like, I think it tastes kind of, you know, gamey, and then to have somebody be like, yeah, totally. Like, if that's on your palate, then it's true. So we do a lot of that. And then, of course, I'm going to talk about the cheeses, you know, tell you about the producer, where they came from. We'll talk about the style to kind of, you know, position it in the context of the world of cheese. And then, of course, we'll talk about pairing. Here's how I like to eat these cheeses. Here's what I like to drink with it, stuff like that. And just lots of room for questions, lots of room for talking. Me asking people, do you like it? What does it remind you of? Stuff like that. So we do a lot of tasting and a lot of cheese learning.
And I understand that this facility is also open for other events.
Yeah, so this space is, I think it's really nice and lovely. And so you can absolutely contact me through my website and just have your birthday party here. I am going to start getting a program together where I can kind of build a grazing table for you. You can have like a cheese party, you know, without me teaching cheese, if that's not something you want. Or we have private events. So instead of buying a ticket to a class that you find on my website, you can rent out the whole space and I'll teach a class to, you know, up to 20 of your friends for your birthday, team building, holiday party, anything. So lots of ways to enjoy Philly Cheese School.
What do you hope people get out of your classes?
Oh my gosh, I love when people tell me that they learned something new about cheese. Hello. Even more, I love when people tell me they're thinking differently about cheese. You know, cheese is this thing that's around us all the time, right? It's on pizza, it's on our sandwich, But for me, I love that moment where people are like, oh wait, there's like so much more to this, right? So I love that moment. And again, the indulgence piece. I like when people really give themselves permission to treat themselves, to let loose and like eat something that feels fancy, feels, you know, luxe, feels indulgent. I mean, after this like crazy few years that we've all had, if somebody can just sit down and have an hour where they like eat a bunch of great cheese, have a couple laughs, and make a cool memory with their friend or loved one, then that's a success in my mind.
How can people get in touch with you to book a class or to rent the space?
PhillyCheeseSchool.com. You will find contact forms. You can get in touch with me. You can buy tickets on there. They're on sale now. And you can book your private event there. At Philly Cheese School on Instagram is also where you can find me. I am always down to talk cheese. Please slide into my DMs with your cheese questions or your cheese thoughts and follow along on my cheesy journey.
What's like your favorite thing to talk about specifically on the topic of cheese?
Oh my gosh. My favorite thing is any group of people that will let me sit and talk at them about cheese. It is my favorite thing in the world, my favorite topic. Gosh, it's so hard. I love talking about American cheeses, honestly. People tend to think American cheese is, I mean, you know, this orange thing in a wrapper, but there are amazing American farms doing really cool, really unique stuff right in our backyard. You know, awesome Pennsylvania farms, awesome Vermont farms, awesome California, Indiana farms. So I love telling people, blowing people's minds with that and being like, you know, American cheese is actually really popping.
Right. Well, I mean, the American cheese just means that it is made in America. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And so that was like my favorite. When I used to work on a cheese counter, people would be like, do you sell American cheese? And then I would be like, yeah, I have hundreds. Which one? Like, and so that like moment of, you know, teaching people that it's much, again, it's like, it's much more than we've all been taught. It's much more than we all assume, right? Cheese is huge. Cheese is magic.
I'm glad you're finding your people. You're finding your people through this, aren't you?
Oh my, that's honestly one of the best parts about cheese is cheese people. We are kind of nerdy. We are kind of quirky. We are weird. I say weird as a compliment. As soon as I got into the cheese industry, that's what really struck me. I was like, oh my God, these people are so much fun. These people are so goofy and like want to talk about mold for like hours a day. Like, yes, that's what I want to do. So cheese people are the best. Yeah. I'm just happy to be one.
If you want to learn more, you can reach out to Julia Birnbaum at the Philly Cheese School. And all information is on the website, Philly Cheese School, right?
PhillyCheeseSchool.com, yeah.
All right, well, Julia, this place is gorgeous. Do you want to quick describe what it looks like before we wrap it up?
Philly Cheese School is, I lucked out with this corner space. So there's huge windows, such excellent light coming through. And then we have this amazing exposed brick wall, which I am obsessed with. And then I went ahead and threw a big neon sign on it that says Say Cheese in pink, because it really just sums it up, doesn't it? And then on the back wall, I have, again, my signature PCS pink, and it is a hand-painted mural that a friend of mine and I did of a little piece of my logo. But it's just a nice open classroom space. I have four tables here, 20 seats, you know, a chalkboard, and I also have a shelving area with a bunch of display items, including some of my favorite cheese books and some other like silly little cheese-themed gift items that are actually for sale, along with PCS t-shirts, totes, some rotating merch items. So you can definitely like have some keepsakes from your class as well.
So it's a school and a gift shop.
A little bit. Yeah, totally.
Julia Birnbaum, thank you so much. The school is at 701 South 9th Street. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. This has been really great. I appreciate you coming over.
You're living your cheese dream.
I'm living my wildest cheese dream. It's the best.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.